Rabbana, Rabbana.
Ask the followers of the remembrance if ye know not.
Rabbana, Rabbana, ya Rabbana, ya Rabbana, ya Hayyu wa ya Qayyum, nawwir qalbana.
You are listening to the program The Key on Iran Radio with Sheikh Shiraz.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Welcome to our program The Key here at IRIB English Radio. Today on The Key, we are going to be examining an interesting topic, and that topic is related to the days that we are currently in. Of course, I'm speaking of the martyrdom of the Lady Fatima. As you know, on these days we commemorate and remember not only her demise, but also the events that led to it and what transpired afterwards. On behalf of IRIB English Radio and The Key, we would like to offer our condolences to our esteemed listeners on this most grave and very sad day. The topic that we want to talk about today in connection with this event is, what is the Mus'haf or the Book of Fatima? As you know, when the Holy Prophet passed away, this was a very sad event for the daughter of the Prophet, and she was mourning him and grieving for him. In order to console her, the angel Gabriel was sent by God to talk to her and console her and, you know, to alleviate her of her pain. Right? So this is actually one of the reasons why she is called Muhaddisa, meaning the person who talks to the angels, or Muhaddasa, the one who the angels converse with. In any case, the matters that the angel Gabriel told the Lady Fatima were written down, and I don't know exactly who wrote them down, the Imam Ali or the lady herself, in the form of a book which became known later as the Mus'haf of the Lady Fatima. Now, the question we want to pose today is, what happened to this book? Where is it? In order to answer this question, we need to take inspiration from some of the hadiths which have been related about this topic. In one beautiful hadith, Abi Basir, one of the companions of Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, he says, "Dakhaltu ala Abi Abdullah alayhi salam." I entered the Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. Entered into his presence. Qala. He began speaking about many things. One of the things he said was, "Wa inna indana la mushafa Fatima, wa ma yudrihim ma mushafa Fatima." One of the things that is with us is the mushaf of the Lady Fatima. Abi Basir says, and then the Imam said that, how can people know, even try and begin to understand what this is? Abi Basir became curious and he said, "I wished to know what this is." So, Qultu lahu. I said to him, "Wa ma mushaf of Fatima?" What is this book of Fatima? What is this mushaf of Fatima? So the Imam said, "It is a book in which there are matters similar to the Quran contained in it." As you know, because it was the angel Gabriel speaking to the lady, and obviously, so like, it was similar to revelation from this point of view. However, the Imam says its size was three times the size of the Quran. Right? According to some hadiths, there was some predictions about the end of time that the, amongst other things, that the angel Gabriel told the Lady Fatima. Thank you for joining us here on The Key. We were looking at the Mus'haf of the Lady Fatima, salamullah alayha, in the light of the hadith of the Infallibles, alayhi wasalam. Until next time, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
You just listened to the program, The Key, on Iran Radio, with Sheikh Shiraz.
You can also send your questions to English Radio at irib.ir.